Chicago Bay, watching the tide roll away. Yeah, sitting on the dock of the bay, just a waste of time.
Tommy Emmanuel and J.D. Simo, along with him, with Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Congratulations if you knew we were looking for Otis Redding this morning. Don't forget, clocks ahead, 1 hour as we spring forward into daylight savings time this weekend. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHAFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
Oh, the little boats are gone from the breast of Hanalei. The ferryman is stranded on the quay. Should the Dublin docks a-dying,
and a way of life is gone. And Molly, it was part of you and me.
Where the strawberry bends sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
It's the only job I knew. It was hard but never lonely. The Liffey Ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper. I've forgotten even now. And it's old Molly over, can't you see?
Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
So now I'll tend the yard, and I'll spend the days in talking, and hear them whisper, Charlie's on the door. But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and the river never owns my heart and soul.
Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
There you've got the group Guaranteed Irish at the Saturday Light Brigade. It is true the clocks go ahead 1 hour as we spring forward this weekend. Quick note, if you're a little under the weather, maybe struggling with the cold, the flu, something even worse, or recovering in any way this morning, we appreciate your spending time with us, allowing us to keep you company this morning, and we hope you're feeling better soon. We'll do our best to lift your spirits and give you some things to think about and play along with, even if you're not in a position to call or actively participate. We're simply glad you're listening.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's crossword puzzle of the air. This week, we are looking for a 10-letter word. 10 letters. The fifth letter is R, as in rabbit. And the ninth letter is S, as in skunk. The clue is shade of green. Shade of green. Again, 10 letters altogether. The clue, shade of green. The fifth letter is R, as in rabbit. The ninth letter is S, as in skunk. And the number to call, if and when you happen to know the answer, is 412-200-5975. We'll look forward to acknowledging your answer on or off the air. And we'd love to have you join us on the radio. Again, 10 letters, shade of green is the clue. The fifth letter is R as in rabbit. The 10th letter is S as in skunk. Good luck. Here's one of the greatest storytellers the American folk tradition has brought forward, the great Rosalie Sorrells.
The green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest place to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and dreary, and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me, and I'll never let me go. My daddy said, don't ever be a miner, for a miner's grave is all. It's hard times everywhere. I can't find a dime to spare. These are the worst times I've ever known. But the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest place to heaven. Times are sad and drear, and I cannot linger here. They'll keep me, and they'll never let me go. In some northern factory town, you'll find me there. Though I'll leave my past behind, I'll never change my mind. These troubled times are more than I can bear. But the green road of West Virginia are the nearest place to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and drear, and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me and they'll never let me go.
Rosalie Sorrells here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And let me repeat this morning's crossword puzzle of the air. A lot of correct answers, which is terrific. But I'm also pretty sure that I didn't give you the clue exactly correctly. Shade of Green, 10 letters. And the fourth letter is R, as in rabbit. The fourth letter, R, as in rabbit. The ninth letter is F, as in skunk. F, as in skunk. The clue is Shade of Green. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping that you'll take a moment and see if you've got the correct answer. We'd love to have you join us on the radio, or you can simply call with the correct answer. whatever is the easiest for you to do, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, by telephone or text, and let me share some of the answers that are coming in right now. A correct answer from Tom in McCandless, also from John in Economy Borough. Chaplain Steve has the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia has it. And John, by the way, is in Warren today. And Zach has the correct answer, as does Kathy and Ty Nesta, Mike in Mars as well. Most of those folks getting the correct answer, even though I shifted one of the letters. Again, it's 10 letters. Shade of green. The fourth letter is R as in rabbit. And the ninth letter is S as in skunk. The sixth letter is also R as in rabbit. The fourth and sixth letters both are, and the ninth letter is an S. 10 letters altogether, a shade of green is what we're looking for. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Jay in Washington got the correct answer. Good morning, Jay. And did you come up with the correct answer? We were looking for that unusual shade of green that has a little yellow, a little green, and I think it's smack dab in the middle of yellow and green, although I'm not, I almost missed the spelling of the word, let alone the exact color, chartreuse. Chartreuse is the word that we were looking for, and Saturday Light Brigade charged to you if you came up with chartreuse, C-H-A-R-T, like chart, followed by ruse, R-E-U-S-E, chartreuse. And congratulations to Debbie, who was able to solve it on Facebook, and to you as well if you got it. Now, we have a special surprise. Russ in Kang, North Carolina, is listening along with Sharon. And Russ, this song is especially for the two of you this morning. We're so glad to have you listening today. Sharon sends this out to you.
We've got an old love, one we never will get tired of, one that fits us like an old glove, one to warm the winter days. And we don't have to say I love you quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. I met you beneath the willow. We were young, a little shy, but we would sit and talk for hours and watch the river flowing by. You would laugh at all my stories, and then at dusk
walk you home. Now who'd have guessed we'd walk a lifetime, growing up and growing old. And we've got an old love, one we never will get tired of, one that fits us like an old glove, one to warm the winter days. And we don't have to say I love you quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. We may not leave this town we live in, and life's not as easy as we planned. I always meant to give you diamonds, but you still wear a plain gold band. And that old river keeps on rolling, and we don't know just what's in store. But in spite of all of this, I don't love you like I did. Oh, I love you so much more. And we've got an old love, one we never will get tired of, one that fits us like an old glove, one to warm the winter days. And we don't have to say I love you quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. This old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway.
That is especially for Russ from Sharon. And Russ, we're glad you're feeling better. And we're so glad you're able to be here with us this morning. And here is... here are our best wishes for you, Neil and Leandra. So every now and then, I don't know about you, but songs run around in my head, and they seem to come out of nowhere. Earlier this week, this particular song hit me, and I'm not sure why, but out into my head it came. It's an old one from Maria Muldaur. The album that had Midnight on the Oasis also contained this song. That's how old this song happens to be. And it really displays her beautiful voice. It's another love song called Mad, Mad Me.
Must a friend endure the years? They jump and burn and make me see how much to you I wanna be. How much to you I wanna be. If there's anything that you want, if there's anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I've got everything that you want, like a heart that is oh so true. Just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. I got arms that long to hold you and keep you by my side. I got lips that long to kiss you and keep you satisfied.
That is Anne Bruin at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Maria Muldaur from 1973 and Mad Mad Me. Charlie also knew that we were looking for chartreuse. Good morning to Bill in Homer City. It's nice to have you along this morning. The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a free community of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The March issue, featuring the Summer Youth Guide, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com. Thank you for being along with us today. Did you just stumble upon us today while looking around the internet or maybe going up and down the dial, or maybe you're driving along I-80 this morning, or any other highway or road. Thank you for finding us. The Saturday Light Brigade is live and in real time. In fact, next week, it sort of happens when you aren't looking. It will be 45 years to the day. We'll have some celebrations later this year, I hope. But we've been here since 1978, March 18th, to be exact. And the idea is, what happens if you try to use radio, and these days audio, to connect a community? People from different walks of life, people up for different reasons, people who all pretty much realize that they have more in common than they do not. And what can happen when we all get together? And we've been doing it for 44 years and 51 weeks. And we appreciate your being here to be a part of it, of course. Thank you. Coming up, our high clue puzzle will give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. And we have lots of songs for a happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. Out of curiosity, if you're thinking of taking part in the parade today, or if you're already queuing up for the City of Pittsburgh St. Patrick's Day parade, you can give us a call and let us know how things are. You might have other things that you're thinking about this morning. Hello to Russ. Thank you very much for your message. We appreciate it. And a quick note, if you know of a teen, we have an opportunity for you to be a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. There's only a few days left to apply. You'll earn up to a $250 stipend for work in March, April, and May at our Youth Media Center. More details are at tinyurl.com/YMC events. tinyurl.com/YMC events. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Now, a while ago, I chanced to roam to the place my great-granddaddy called home. It wasn't much I saw that day, but I learned a whole lot more along the way. I was going to Ireland, retracing my family footsteps, digging up roots, you could call them tubers. Now, the closer to the root of my family tree, more people seemed to look like me. I saw a sign that said Molly O'Brien's Bar. I knew right then I couldn't be all that far. So I went in there and I asked for beer, and he pours out this black stuff. He says, "Cheers. Guinness gives you strength," he said, "and I'll tell you, friends, it's like drinking bread. There's a loaf in every pint." I started feeling strong. I felt like I could sing. Hey-hee. Hey-hee. Now my whistle was wet, my tongue was loose, when the barman asked me how'd I choose to travel such a long, long way on such a cold and a rainy day. I said I'm going up to Kingscourt Town, that's in County Cavan, just to look around. My great-granddaddy came from there, and I want to see if the old home place is still there. Well, he shook his head up and down, and then side to side, and then he turned around and he said, "A Cavan man, then. You know, a lot of people wouldn't admit to that." Well, I figured I'd save myself a little bit of hassle, booked a room nearby in a fancy castle. I had a hard time getting my dinner there. It was full of these people with light blonde hair. Danish tourists. Two big busloads of them. Now the owner of the place, his hair was black, and when I talked to him, I didn't get much back. His people are what you'd call West Brits. They're the ones that treated my people like dirt. That led indirectly to the Irish Civil War. I didn't realize I'd come back for just a little bit more. That fella's nose was way up in the air, but he took my money just the same. Now that night I dreamed I saw the ghost of the one I'd rather have as host. It was Tom O'Brien walking around the cabin west of Kingscourt Town and County Cavan. And then the very next day in a hardware store, I met a cousin 10 times removed or more. But he was no apparition, he weren't no haint, he was selling nuts and bolts and paint. And I told him about our family connection, he kind of stood there still reflecting. And I could tell he wasn't much impressed. When he asked me with nary a trace of jest, he said, "How exactly may I help you, sir?" I just bought some nails and got the hell out of there. Then later that day, after some detecting, I found the lane in the rural section, and it matched the picture in my dad's scrapbook, and my heart beat faster as I drove up to look. Then the sun burst through the clouds just then, as I gazed down at the current residence. It was a little sheepdog and an old milk cow. I guess the old home place is an old barn now. It's ashes to ashes, dust to dust, thatched roof to tin roof, and tin roof to rust.
That's Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade talking Cavan. Welcome to this part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Don't forget, clocks spring forward 1 hour tonight as we head into daylight saving time. I'm really tickled by what I'm about to tell you. Will Condridge, you might remember Will from calls to the Saturday Light Brigade from many years ago. Will has been doing Walking the Dog front porch concerts from 1247 Pocono Street in Swiss Home Park. And when the pandemic started, Will started doing these concerts. And coming up this week is the 156th straight week that he's done a front porch concert. And Wednesday, March 15th, will be the third anniversary of these concerts. They go from 6:30 to 8:30. They're free, and they happen on Will's front porch. And this week's concert, he always takes up a collection to raise money for charity, and he designated SLB as his charity for this week. And Will says, quote, "SLB is near and dear to my heart. My first live gig was at the age of 7 when I played the piano over the landline at my house. He goes on to say some other kind words, which will make me blush. If you are in and around Swiss Helm Park on Wednesday night, the Walkin' the Dog Front Porch concert featuring Will Condridge will benefit SLB. That's Wednesday, March 15th, 6:30 until 8:30. Thank you, Will, for thinking of us. Well, it's time for this morning's High Clue puzzle. It's been audited, it's official, and here it comes. This 60s brainchild has hearts, moons, stars, and clovers for morning time use. Once again, this 60s brainchild has hearts, moons, stars, and clovers for morning time use. (412) 200-5975. Good luck. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you're able to solve today's high clue. Here's hoping you can. 412-200-5975.
I would bring you Ireland, the cool sweet of the Dublin rain, if you would keep my heart for me in the quiet of your Texas days. And my old friend, will you shelter me from pain? In return I'd bring you one day. I'll build a tower high up on my Texas plains. I can see from coast to coast on hot platinum summer days, when the dust is still and the cotton breeze falling and the thirsty passes by. What the love is. Dreamed of Amarillo on a foreign night in Dublin. The dust was on the pillow when the raindrops started falling in a hotel window where I could see his rainbow. And I thought I'd send my heart to you, 'cause that's really sit and watch your children play, and I will bring them lullabies from the Emerald Isles for back porch days. And my old friend, we will always meet again, and I will bring you Ireland. I will bring you Ireland.
Thank you. there's something I would say. That what brings us together here has blessed us all today. Love has made a circle that holds us all inside. We're strangers, are as family, and loneliness can't hide. You must give yourself to love. If love is what you're after, open up your heart to tears and laughter, and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. Walk these mountains in the rain. I've learned to love the wind. Been up before the sunrise to watch the day begin. I always knew I'd find you, though I never did know how. But like sunshine on a cloudy day, stand before me now. So give yourself to love. If love is what you're after, open up your heart to tears and laughter, and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. Born in fire, it's planted like a seed. Love can't give you everything, but it gives you what you need. Love comes when you are ready. Love comes when you're afraid. It'll be your greatest teacher, the best friend you have made. So give yourself to love. Love is what you're after. Open up your heart to tears and laughter. Give yourself to love. Give yourself to love.
One of many beautiful songs from Kate Wolfe, sung by Kathy Mattea, Give Yourself to Love. And Nancy Griffith did I Would Bring You Ireland. Here is today's haiku once again. Are you ready? This 60s brainchild has hearts, moons, stars, and clovers for morning time use. 412-200-5975. And a lot of correct answers have come in thus far. And yours is welcome too. Let's hear from you. 412-200-5975. Good morning to Cal. Cal just solved the puzzle momentarily. He solved some earlier puzzles too. I also see Susan is tuned in and listening. And here are a whole bunch of text messages that have been coming in at 412-200-5975. Tommy in Pleasant Hills got the correct answer. Well done, Tommy. And I also see we have a correct answer from Bub in Freedom. Jim in Blackridge has it. And Tommy in Virginia has it, and I'll see if we can find the request that you made. Chaplain Steve has the correct answer. And Kathy in Youngstown. Good morning, Kathy. She's got the correct answer as well. Charlie also figured it out this morning, and we should have a few more. Bruce came up with it. Just now, he is in Ingram. And let's see if I've missed anybody. 412-200-5975. Jen in Las Vegas. Good morning, Jen. I almost did miss you. And I believe those are all of the folks who came up with the correct answer. And how did you do? Did you know that we were looking for Lucky Charms cereal? Lucky Charms cereal. That's the correct answer. And a couple interesting notes that I want to share with you. Oh, by the way, Lucky Charms, also John and Marjorie in Harrisville came up with that too. And did quite a nice Irish accent, as they called. And Drew has it too. Good morning, Drew. He just got the correct answer. Chaplain Steve says, my granddaughter loves Lucky Charms. And last night, he put Lucky Charms into the pancake batter, Chaplain Steve did. And the marshmallows made his granddaughter giggle. Tommy in Pleasant Hills phrased his answer as, always after me, Lucky Charms. And Mike in Mars said, moons and stars sound so ethereal, but they're just marshmallows in Lucky Charms cereal. And I mentioned our other correct answers. And interestingly, Lucky Charms came about in 1964. A guy named John Holohan, who was one of the suits at General Mills, told product developers, I want you to come up with a way to use some excess capacity either at our Wheaties or Cheerios plants. And can somebody come up with that? And John Holohan was actually the guy that came up with the idea. The product developer came up with the idea, first experimenting by putting Brock's Circus peanuts, you know, those, in Cheerios and mixing them up and seeing what that tasted like. After a while, they worked it out, and he actually patented something called Marbits, marshmallow bits, and a patent was gotten by General Mills for these little bits of marshmallow with milk solids, and the patent is still active, although now Kraftco Corporation has them. So Lucky Charms, the correct answer. For our high clue this morning. So well done if you came up with it. It's not just St. Patrick's Day parade weekend here in Pittsburgh in advance of St. Patrick's Day, but it's also a time when a lot of teens are thinking about the prom. It's not too far away, and it's our pleasure to have Shelley Lukes with us today from Allegheny County Department of Human Services. Project Prom is a free dress boutique for teens. Shelley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Larry?
Good. I'm so glad you could join us today because this is really important. The prom already can be so expensive just to help subsidize the decorations and food and all the festivities. For most kids, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And clothing and accessories and ways to look glorious, the ability to access those shouldn't hold anybody back. And you've got a neat way to help make sure that isn't the case. Can you talk a bit about Project Prom?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and for allowing us to spread this information. We really want to help as many families, as many teens that are in need of services for prom this year. And it really is expensive. You know, as you said, aside from just everything going on at the event itself, you know, there's dresses and shoes and jewelry and kids are getting limos and there's corsages and boutonnieres and dinners. And it's becoming almost, you know, around $800 to $1,000 for every kid to go to prom, which I can't even imagine. I won't date myself and say how old I am, but it was not that expensive when I went to prom.
My goodness, that's a lot.
Right. So this really grew out of a need in 2003. Our CYS, our children, youth, and families caseworkers were having kids in their care say, you know, I can't go to prom. My family can't afford it. It's becoming a financial burden. And so dresses started to be collected at the Department of Human Services by our staff members. And it kind of grew from there. And we started to reach out to local businesses, bridal shops, dress shops. One Enchanted Evening in Delia Noble has been an incredible donor to the program. As well, we started working with Dress Hot in South Hills Village. So we have about, I would say about three quarters of our dresses are brand new. We have about 3,000 dresses in sizes 00 up to size 28 with some size 30s there. So we really can outfit, I think, any kid in need in Allegheny County who wants to go to prom and just can't afford it. And we do have qualifications, but in saying that, we would never ask anyone to show proof. But essentially, the prom is for kids who their household's considered low income. They receive services through DHS or one of our provider agencies. They're on the free or reduced school lunch program, or if a family member is a veteran or they themselves might be in the reserves, we welcome them to come and join us at this event.
And how does one go about doing that?
Yeah, so we have a website, and on our site, we have a page dedicated to Project Prom. It's www.alleghenycounty.us/Project Prom. And on our site, there's a registration link. The teen or their parent can go and select the day or the time that works for them. We actually kick off the event on Saturday, March 25th, but those time slots have actually already been filled, which is exciting for us. We have 5 hours, 25 students an hour, and they're already filled. But we have three other dates, so there's plenty of time to still get in. Monday, March 27th from 3 to 7 p.m., Thursday, March 30th from 3 to 7 p.m., and Saturday, April 1st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So they just register. They come to our site. We're in Penn Hills. So they come to our shop. They check in, and then they get matched with a personal shopper. So it's just like the experience anyone would have if they go to a dress shop. We want them to have that same experience when they come to our shop as they would have, as their peers are having. So they get matched with a personal shopper. They pick out some dresses. They find their one after probably a few rounds of trying on dresses. They get a pair of shoes, and they also get a piece of jewelry before they leave. So they have essentially the complete outfit when they leave our shop.
How nice. And I'm looking at the website right now, and there are plenty of spaces March 27th, Monday, Thursday, March 30th, between 3 and 6 o'clock. You can make appointments. And then Saturday, April 1st, I see appointments between 10 and starting at 2 on that date.
Yep.
So we'll make sure that we put that on our Facebook page and also link to it from our website so that people can take part in Project Prom or also spread the word to others. Everybody should have access in this way. And I love the way you're doing it. It maintains the experience and the dignity. It's really, you know, very professionally done. And here, gosh, it's been 20 years, right, this year?
I know. Isn't that, I can't believe it. I was actually writing that down. I wrote something that we had had, I think, previously almost 2 decades. And I said, oh, my gosh, we're at 2 decades. Like, we've been doing this for 2 decades. It is, it's wild. And it's been such an incredible experience for me. I've been doing this for 6 years. It's such an incredible experience. It's so incredible to see the kids coming in kind of downtrodden and not really sure what to expect and thinking, oh, it'll just be, you know, a few racks, all used dresses. You know, we have beautiful, gently used, but we also have amazing brand new. And then to see them leave, you know, shoulders down, looking so confident, their parents leaving with such a sense of relief because they know that this financial burden has been alleviated. It's just such an incredible program.
And you've been around long enough to see prom dresses in style, go out of style, and come back in style and go out of style. But these are all first-class, beautiful dresses. It's not like you're going thrifting here. This is a, not that that's bad, but I mean, this is a really special experience. And I love the fact that jewelry comes your way, too, as a part of this. I have to ask, do you know if there's a program for guys, too?
So we do have a tuxedo program. It's a little more limited in scope because it's funded through our Allegheny County Music Festival Fund. So it's available to any students who are receiving services through DHS, through any of our offices, through any of our DHS provider agencies or juvenile courts. So we are able to rent tuxedos, but as I said, it's a little bit more limited than the gown giveaway because those we just have an abundance of and we want to share with as many people as possible. But if there is any interest in tuxedos and if teens or parents aren't sure if they qualify, if they go to our website, there's a section at the bottom that talks about tuxedos. They can reach out to us directly and we can kind of walk them through that. So definitely if you're unsure, reach out to us because we'd love to help as many kids there as we can as well.
Excellent. Go to Allegheny County Department of Human Services, their website, and we'll link to that so you can learn more about it. But AlleghenyCounty.us/human-services is the main page, and you'll be able to navigate your way there. And let's remember the great Max Baer and his Allegheny County music fund that you just mentioned. I miss Max a lot, and his legacy lives on with that fund. Thanks so much. Anything else you want to mention, Shelly?
No, you know, I don't think so. We do ask that any student who comes to see us just bring one guest with them. It's amazing. We're in our fourth space now, and we are quickly outgrowing this space, which is how we keep moving, which is what a great problem to have. We have too many dresses and too many shoes. So we ask that they bring one guest, but we want to make it as amazing of an experience as possible. So parents, bring your phones, take photos, just enjoy it. Enjoy the process.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Shelly. I hope it goes well. You bring somebody with you that can tell you better than any mirror can how you look.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah, pick the right person.
Thank you, Shelly.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. That's Shelly Lutz from Allegheny County Department of Human Services. And we'll post a link to Project Prom where you can register for assistance with a prom dress. Coming up, the Soundhound is going to visit, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and on internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/ Radio.
Oh, you and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me. Oh, gal, and you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey, child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. And gal, now don't get me wrong. It's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. Yes, and I ain't saying you ain't pretty. All I'm saying, place or thing to try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave and I see no sense. For this crying and grieving, we'll both live a lot longer if you live without me. To try and pull the reins in on me. So goodbye, I will leave and I see no sense. For this crying and grieving, we'll both live a lot longer if you live without me.
The Greenbrier Boys, the first group to record that song, Different Drum. And we are getting ready to welcome the Soundhound, and we shall do that shortly. Don't forget that the clocks go forward 1 hour tonight. It's the time when we change to daylight saving time. Clocks out spring ahead 1 hour, and that means you have to about your car might already be fine. Maybe it's still in the same position it was back in the fall.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to make sure that all children in Pittsburgh get the high-quality education they deserve. A-Plus Schools' 2022 report to the community